We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Cook and Joe. Jay Caulfield will join us in the 11 o'clock hour live at Rivers Casino. People lining up to get their bets in for the NCAA tournament. There's a March Mania watch party going on right upstairs. Great food, great drink, great people. It's a great time. Come out and join us here at Rivers Casino. Ron, we presented a question at the top of the show in honor of Ichiro. Quiet careers in Pittsburgh sports. Great careers, maybe. You suggested Bill Madlock, and that got me to looking up some numbers because Brian Giles came up, Jason Bay came up. Pirate history. There's one guy, Ron, that's hardly in any top tens in key offensive categories. He's in no top five except for home runs. He's fourth. And it leaves me wondering how to look back on the career of Andrew McCutchen here. Like, for a while, if you would have asked me, I would have said, this guy's going to retire among the Pirate greats of all time. And yet I look at batting average. I look at games played. I look at whatever you want to look at. OPS. I look at runs scored. He's nowhere to be found. Hits, nowhere to be found. Home runs, he is fourth with 203.
Well, with all due respect to you, Joe, and your choices of Jason Bay, my God.
No, this is a separate
Brian
topic. Separate
Giles. Topic. Hey, Andrew McCutchen was the MVP of the National League.
Yeah.
He was finished in the top five 4 years in a row in MVP voting. That makes him one of the all-time greats to me. Whether he played here long enough to accumulate games or home runs or not, he also was the key figure in turning around 20 years of losing. So that makes him, to me, one of the all-time greats. And I don't think he was underappreciated here. I think you saw that.
No, I'm on to a separate topic here. I'm not putting him in that category. I'm simply looking at McCutchen and asking you, what is his legacy here?
He's an all-time great Pirate. He's not Barry Bonds or Clemente or Stargell. He's not a Hall of Famer here. But he's one of the all-time greats. You put the MVP stuff with turning around 20 years of losing to me, he's one of the all-time greats. Now, I wish he'd have done a little more in the postseason, but I wish Barry Bonds would have done a little more in the postseason here as well.
I hear what you're saying. It's just when you say all-time greats, you're certainly not in the top five. Is he even in the top 10?
Maybe not 10. I'd have to look, but I mean, you win an MVP and turn around 20 years of losing. That carries a lot of weight with me. And again, he was top five in voting 4 years in a row.
I know.
It wasn't a one-time thing.
Yeah. When I look at these lists, though, if he's not in my top 10, it's tough for me to call him an all-time great franchise history. It's surprising to me that he's not on more of these lists. Even forget about, he wasn't here long enough to be on the cumulative lists, but he's not on batting average. He's not in the top 10 slugging percentage. He's not in the top 10 on base percentage.
You're talking single season.
No, all time.
Well, okay.
All time. Career mark, it's very surprising to me. That's all. That's all I wanted to say, Ron.
That's all.
Thank you, Eric. Jay Caulfield, momentarily. Going to be talking all things Penguins.
Kind of a significant game tonight.
Yeah, I'll say. And what do you remember, Ron, about the night they visited Nashville and won the Stanley Cup? What an atmosphere in that building for that series, huh?
Oh, the whole playoffs. That what's it, Broadway? That's a street there?
Yes.
Just so much energy and enthusiasm in there. And I just remember Hornquist getting the clinching goal, and or he got the first goal, right?
Yeah, won the game, the game winner. That one kind of bounced in. He deflected it out of
right.
the air.
And Matt Murray, shutouts in back-to-back games down there, right? I remember that. But I remember cornering Jim Rutherford on the ice and just, the relief you could see in him. But him talking, I said to him, I'm putting Crosby on my Mount Rushmore. And he elaborated on that. He was pretty good talking about that. I remember that conversation. I remember finding Mario on the ice. You know, what Sid has done is – basically said what he's done is more impressive than what I did. I remember those conversations. I remember Matt Cullen, who back then thought he was done.
Yes.
And his kids around him. And it was just a great night. Two in a row. The odds of two in a row are just so staggering to do. And they had a shot at three and couldn't quite get it done last year. But I remember Matt Murray bouncing back and just playing brilliant hockey.
It's the greatest feat in the 2000s by any team, was for them to win back-to-back cups. Would you agree with that?
Right.
More impressive than
they won. And
Blackhawks did.
You know, 08, 09, you know, they lost to Detroit and then beat Detroit in the finals, 2 years in a row in the finals. But what they did was just – and that's Crosby, that's Malkin, that was Murray and Fleury, and it was the Mike Sullivan touch. I mean, I don't want to lose sight of that.
Man, it sure was. I remember Game 7 against Washington. They really, in some ways, had no business winning a second cup in a row.
Not without Letang. I wrote it four times. They can't win without Letang. They can't win without Letang. They can't win without Letang. They won without Letang.
They won
and
without Letang.
And I remember talking to some people in the organization after that Game 7 in Washington, that the people in the organization got together and said, how in the world did we win that series?
And I'll tell you how they won it, Ron. It was Marc-Andre Fleury won that series.
How in the world did they win without Letang?
It was a simple case of a goalie stealing a series. I mean, there are other factors, obviously, but that was number one. Would you agree?
Yeah, he was awfully special.
And the other thing, let me look up their defense. Now you have me curious from the actual.
But Hainsey was on that group, right?
Yeah, I want to look up what the group was.
Wasn't he the first guy, Nashville? Wasn't he the first guy Sid handed the cup to? Was it Hainsey?
No, I can't remember. The first year it was Daly. Who was it the second year?
I want to say it was Hainsey, maybe. I don't know.
They shut out Nashville in the last two games, and that looked like it was going to be a series. Remember, it was 2-2?
Yeah, absolutely.
They had blown out Murray, and they came back and won the final two games by a cumulative score of 8-0.
I was among the people that thought it might have been prudent to go back to Fleury.
I think a lot of people felt that way.
After those games. And you know, Sullivan stuck with the guy who had been his guy in the minor leagues and in the Penguins, and he got delivered.
The clinching game, Ron, they had Ian Cole, Trevor Daly, Dumoulin, Hainsey, Mata, and Schultz as their defense. And you remember before Game 7 against Washington, after they got blown out in Game 6 and the Capitals celebrated by chanting in their locker room, Sully had that practice, that legendary practice on the off day where he switched his defense pairs. He inserted a couple new guys in the lineup. They made a couple of tactical adjustments that Hainsey would explain to me after Game 7, and it was a phenomenal coaching job.
Wasn't that when he actually worked them hard in that practice,
he did.
Too?
He did.
And everybody was like, you got to save their legs for the next
right.
day. And I remember talking to Tockett after that. He goes, he just had the feel that it was the right time to work them hard. And he said, you know, he thought it paid off big time.
Boy, did it ever. And they win Game 7 and win two cups in a row.
Wasn't it Hainsey that got the puck?
The cup, you mean?
Yeah, after.
I don't know. Look, can you look it up? Because now I'm curious about this. All right, Ron. Jay Caulfield's going to join us down here at the casino momentarily. And we have a lot more
Ron
to talk
Hainsey
about.
Gets cup first from Sidney Crosby.
Good memory.
My memory is good. Trevor Daly was the year. You remember why Trevor Daly got it?
Because his mom passed away, right?
You know, I don't think she had passed away, but was passing away. He had been hurt in that year, right, early on.
No, yeah, he broke his leg against Tampa.
Right. So Hainsey was the first to get the cup because he had played his whole career and never been in a playoff game, correct? Now all of a sudden he's on a Stanley Cup champion. And he's still playing in Toronto, right?
In Toronto.
One of their top defensemen.
Let's get to our brackets eventually, Ron. But first, we have a whole hour with Jay Caulfield and a big game tonight and a lot of things NHL and Penguins to talk about. It's all coming up on Cook and Joe. We are live at Rivers Casino. You should come out and join us because it's quite the party.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.